people have said, well, if we have this information, or that we do have this information, and the reason they don't release it, say, at the White House, all the classified information they have from Project Blue Book or something, the reason why they don't release it is because they think the American people would freak out, the world would go crazy, we wouldn't know what to do, and so that's why they withhold that information from us. But that doesn't seem to be reflected in your rather informal notification procedures.
Yeah, well, actually, that's right. I think you've hit on it. There is this perception, because I do get this as a comment fairly frequently, that, you guys, you know very well if you found a signal that the feds would, you know, swoop down on the Institute and shut, or the telescopes, and shut it all down. And I said, they would? And I said, but why would they do that? And the usual answer I get to that is, indeed. I said, well, if they didn't do that, if they released the news, the public would go nuts. Now, you have to keep in mind that polls since the 1960s have invariably shown that about a third of the American population believes that we're being visited. Right? That's a subject for a lot of coast-to-coast discussion. And roughly a third of the folks in America, and by the way, in other countries as well, think that the aliens are here buzzing the countryside. And they're not going nuts about that. People still go to work, right? So
right.
If you announced, hey, look, we've got this signal, right, and it's coming from this star system that's, you know, 723 light years away or whatever it is, right? You can't get the message with these radio telescopes. You'd have to build a bigger radio telescope to get the message. All you know is that they're on the air, right? It's like seeing the on-the-air red light. You know, that's what you know. It's coming from there, that part of the sky up there, and they're 723 light years away or whatever it is. Now, I can't imagine that people would go nuts about that. They wouldn't.
Well, but I mean, I guess wouldn't it depend on the message that we were receiving, though, too? I mean, you bring up a good point that all we would be able to know is that we were getting something. Maybe people wouldn't freak out then. Oh, we've gotten something. We don't know what it is yet. But if we actually got something, again, just thinking forward on this, that if the signal was so strong that you could, let's say it was Morse code. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That all the Morse code signals had gone out into space, and these guys had figured out that we have this thing called Morse code. They cracked it, and they send us Morse code, either blinking lights or, you know, dot, dot, dashes in the ether. And so suddenly we're jotting down, you, like Jodie Foster, go, oh, my God, it's Morse code. And so you start jotting it down. You pull out your Boy Scout handbook. Next thing you know, you translate it. Wouldn't it, the message might determine the reaction? I mean, if they go, hey, you there, you got your ears on, or, you know, maybe if it's something like that, or if they say, you know, we're coming and this is the date we're coming, that would change the way that people reacted.
Well, certainly if they said they were coming, I wouldn't consider that a good sign. But keep in mind that they're, you know, they're very unlikely to know that we're here, okay? As we discussed an hour ago, our television signals, even the earliest ones, you know, Kukla, Fran, and Ollie, and Howdy Doody, and all that stuff, from the very early days, that was like 50-some years ago. So that means that if the aliens are any farther than 25 light years away, right, they haven't had time enough, there hasn't been time enough for that television signals to get to them, and for them to get back here, even if they came back at the speed of light. Okay, so, you know, the farthest away they could be where you'd have to worry about them coming would be 25 light years. There aren't very many stars that are that close. So, you know, no, you don't have to worry about any of that. So there's no danger. But the real point is slightly different. And it's, unfortunately, it's a bit of a technical point. But the way you do the experiment is that you kind of average the incoming cosmic static, if you will. You average it over seconds, even minutes of time. And the reason you do that is the same reason that, for example, when you want to make a picture of this, of you know, the city at night from a hill or something like that, you make a time exposure with your camera, you leave the shutter open for a while so that the light can accumulate, so it can build up on the film or the CCD chip or whatever.
Right.
That's the way you do it. But when you do that, of course, all the stuff that's happening fast, like, you know, somebody turns on their porch light and turns it off again, you know, a second later,
right.
you lose all that, right? It's just all you could do is sort of have an average picture of what's happened in the 1 minute you had your shutter open. Well, the same happens with SETI when you're pointing these antennas. You're averaging the stuff coming in. So you would know that their transmitters were on, but you wouldn't get the information. You wouldn't get the message. You'd need a different kind of receiver, and you'd need a much, much bigger antenna. An antenna typically would have to be 10,000 times bigger than anything we've built. So if you get a signal, you know, you're going to build that bigger antenna, but it might take you 5 or 10 years to do that. But so in the beginning, you're not going to get a message that's going to be disturbing because you can't get the message. You just know they're there.